can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who insist on charging you for many of the same things that we give you access to for free. In fact, I would say we have more for free on our site than they charge you for. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy that on us. Plus, coming up, we're going to be doing a giveaway of the Totosack. You can go to totosack.com to learn more about it. If you're listening to hour number one, you know about it, so be ready for that. It's still on the way tonight.
And I want to tell you about Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It's a vitamin and antioxidant all in one. I've been taking it for, I think, a couple of months now. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit, and these superfruits have been named by many experts as the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer. You can try a free week of this by calling 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay a small fee for shipping and handling. Give them a call, 800-219-8874.
The news that we opened the show out with, we're going to get right back to your phone calls, but just to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in, we opened the show up with a quick interview with Rich Paul, one of the activists here in New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project. He moved here, as we did, Mark. We moved here a few years ago as part of the Free State Project, a movement encouraging thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. Rich Paul's been active this week, putting together some mass cannabis celebrations, if you will, at 4:20 in the afternoon here in Keene, New Hampshire's beautiful central square. People have been gathering. They've been peaceful. They've been having a good time. There's been some cannabis smoking going on. I've been there. I've smelled it. I've seen it. And the cops left him alone for a couple days, but then they decided to go ahead and target Rich, who was kind of known as one of the original organizers of the event. They arrested him, and then, you know, what I'd always said, Mark, was that it'd be wrong. And I thought of the idea before of going to the police department and having a public smoke out there. I said, yeah, that'd be wrong. That's kind of bringing it to them. It's not really fair. We'd like them to leave us alone. So people that are being peaceful should be left alone, in my opinion. And so I figured, well, you know, we'll do something somewhere else. And that's what we were doing, and they were leaving us alone. Then they decided to go after one of us. They went after Rich. And so then we brought it to them. So then about 50 people walked down to the police department, went into a restricted area behind a certain special line drawn on the pavement, and proceeded to smoke some more cannabis right outside the police department's back door. It was an amazing experience. It was also funny, too. One of the officers came out, and he said, "Hey, didn't you see the sign?" And everybody basically laughed at him. Nobody moved. What are they going to do? They don't have enough jail space to arrest 50 people. So once you start getting numbers, once you start getting significant amounts of people that are willing, and I guess when I say significant, I mean more than 10, once you get people that are willing to take a risk and possibly be put in a prison cell for their beliefs and to advance freedom, you really start to turn the tables. The odds begin to shift.
Well, this is what happens with extraordinarily unpopular laws like the marijuana laws in the United States.
We built this from two people to 130 people in a week's time.
These laws only benefit two classes of people. The person who's, you know, wants to be an illegal drug,
a dealer.
Dealer, and the cops that enforce the laws.
Yep.
The police union. And that's it.
Everybody else pays through the nose.
Politicians. I think politicians benefit to some extent because there's a lot of money.
Pander.
Yeah, a lot of money comes their way, and there's the pandering. But yeah, there's the moralist, I suppose, the 65-plussers that are like, "I heard that marijuana was bad. My preacher told me." And, you know, and that's, I suppose, them. But they're only getting some kind of, feel good on the inside. Really, the money, and that's where you got to follow. The money. Police unions and drug dealers.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. Jane is in Fort Lauderdale listening to WFTL. Jane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Jane, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to let you know that I am 50 years old I wish that I could still smoke and not wait till I retire to be able to go back to smoking.
Hmm. Would your job be in jeopardy? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What kind of position do you have? You don't have to get too detailed, but what industry are you
in? Sales.
Sales, okay. So I think that's what a lot of people are concerned with, and that's one of the reasons why when we were doing these events, there are people standing all around the place. They're not in the park necessarily, but they're kind of around the businesses that are surrounding the park, and they're just standing and watching. And you know that a lot of those people are also cannabis consumers, but they're probably in a similar situation as you. You know, either their job is at risk, or they're worried that the state's going to come steal their kids from them if they find out they're smoking cannabis.
Yeah, I applaud you what you're doing, and I wish that it would succeed, and I wish they would change the laws, and my other thing is that why didn't they do this years ago with such the debt that the economy is in? If it was the government sold it, then how much money would they be making?
Well, that is certainly a persuasive point to make to a politician, because, you know, they're always looking for new sources of revenue. But for me, I'm not an advocate of that process of taking it out of the black market and putting it in still under the control of the state. Here in New Hampshire, we have a situation where the state controls liquor. So if you want to buy some, you know, Jim Beam, you have to go to the state-run liquor store.
Yeah, the state's the only organization that could lose money on a liquor store.
It's absolutely outrageous. So I don't want the government's hands on my cannabis. I just want it to be not illegal anymore. I want it to be decriminalized, so it's just something that that people can utilize if they want to, just like so many other products.
Well, that's fine with me, too.
Very good, Jane. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mike in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I was just calling because a lot of people, you know, are for the legalization of marijuana, but if you think about it, there's actually 16 states, I believe, that have some form of decriminalization mm-hmm. as opposed to legalization, and, you know, it's running pretty good. And I was thinking, you know, I do think the Controlled Substance Act of 1973 is unconstitutional. However, maybe a more realistic approach would be let the states decide, you know?
Absolutely.
Let the states decide, because, I mean, you've got California, Washington, Oregon, they all have some form of medical marijuana laws. And, you know, we got to be realistic here. You know, we've got a lot of big, like, you got the prison industrial complex, you got the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You know, we're butting heads against some pretty big guys. You know.
Yep.
So we gotta kind of strategize. You know, you might not get 100% legalization, but we can get some leeway in the right direction. You know,
Mike, I think that here's one thing that I hear from you that I sort of see how you're propping up this big, in the big industrial complex, and that is caring whether or not it's constitutional. What you and I say, and I believe it's unconstitutional, I think the Marijuana Stamp Act is unconstitutional, and all national drug laws are unconstitutional.
Most of the federal government's unconstitutional.
What you, Mike, and I think, no one cares.
Nope.
All that matters is those nine people in
the
dresses
men, yes.
up in Washington, D.C., they get to decide what's constitutional and not. Why? Because the Constitution is an extraordinarily flawed document. And this government is broken.
I would never have said something like that 5 years ago. I was totally one of those constitutional guys, but I was talking about this today at the demonstration with the folks outside the police station. I had a megaphone, and I was talking about how, you know, I didn't sign it. It's not my set of rules. It's that the Constitution is actually a set of rules for the government to follow. Go ahead and read it.
And they're not.
Right, read it.
They're not even coming close, at least not to my understanding of the rules.
It's not a set of rules for you and I. It doesn't address those things. It addresses the way the government is supposed to run, and as Mark says, they aren't paying a damn whit of attention to it.
Right.
They'll make reference to it occasionally.
And people talking about the Constitution as though it's some kind of hallowed document really just backs up those those people in Washington. It gives them power.
Legitimacy.
It gives them that much more legitimacy.
Right. The thing is what people fail to realize is that government is supposed to work for us. We shouldn't be afraid of the government. The government should be afraid of us. And if they're not doing their job and they're not abiding towards the Constitution, then guess what? Well, when their 2 years comes up, vote them out.
Also something I probably would have said 5 years ago.
But that's the other thing that's broken about the Constitution, is the only thing that you can do to these people that break the highest law in the land. Yet they kill people in Florida for, all kinds of crimes, including, you know, murder. And they have in the Constitution, they can kill someone for treason. However, what happens to the politician that breaks the law? You have to wait to vote them out.
It's nonsense.
I mean, shouldn't these? This is the highest law in the land. Shouldn't these men hang for breaking it?
Like I used to be there. But let me just suggest something here. When I go to Walmart, Walmart doesn't have to be afraid of me. I'm going because I want to get a product or service from them. And if they're not providing the product or service that I want, like I can, for instance, get better service at a local store, for instance. If they're not providing the product or service the price that I want, I can go somewhere else. But with the government, I don't have that choice. So it's nice to kind of throw the cliche out. And again, I used to be right there where you are, saying, well, you know, we just need to whip them into shape. You know, show them to be, they need to be scared of us.
I just want to leave them alone.
I want them to leave me alone.
Both.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. We got to move on here.
Sorry,
take your calls about anything. You can call us any night. We do allow one call per night, so call us back if you get enough time on Monday. More coming up here. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit dnamail.com and join the evolution.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
We'll be right back.
Live. It is available to you to take control of the airwaves, the show that allows you to bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition, and that means we're here live with you, unlike most of your weekday talk hosts. We do a weekday program. If you don't get it on your local talk station, call them, thank them for carrying the Saturday show, and ask them for the weeknight program. Of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, it's online that you'll find archives, and you'll find our BBS, and you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners, and so much more, all completely free at freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. All for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your free gun training and free gun. You know, if you're going to buy a weapon, you need to be trained in it. This is the best training that your money can buy. Frontsight.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. I believe we have Leon in South Carolina listening to WSC FM. Leon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Leon?
I'm totally in agreement with some kind of legalization of marijuana. And my theory on it is, again, you had a couple callers back, a gentleman saying we was all criminals. It's criminal to make it illegal.
Absolutely. It's criminal to put somebody in a cage for having a plant.
Sure. Exactly. It says in the Bible, enjoy the herbs of the earth. Look how many Christians there are in this world. And it says in the Bible, we should enjoy the herbs of the earth. What's the herb of the earth? Marijuana. It's not a
It also says to love thy neighbor, and you just don't love your neighbor by putting them in cages, cold steel cages.
And, you know, it's not a man-made product like, you know, crack or cocaine or something like that. It grows, you know, God made it for us, okay, in my opinion. Another thing is my grandmother and one of my aunts have died from cigarettes, lung cancer, because of cigarettes. Thousands and thousands of people die every year because of cigarettes, but they won't make that illegal.
Well, they shouldn't make it illegal.
No.
Because
I'm not saying they should. Right. Don't get me wrong. They should. I'm just saying that, you know, if you want to look at the statistics, like you said, you know, you can. I've smoked, you know, half a bag of weed a day sometimes, and never have has my driving been impaired. Okay.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. I'm gonna, when you get off the line here, I'll give you some detail on an actual study that's been done on cannabis and driving. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, no, that's fine too. You know, I mean, I don't want to take up, you know, the whole airway, but the thing about it is you know, I'm 40 years old. I'm smoking pot since I was 10, and I've never ever had any problems driving. Now, I did get a DUI twice in my life. Because of drinking. Now, I've gave up drinking totally because I was never any good at it, okay? But, you know, I drank a few drinks, get behind the wheel, and I wrecked the car, and almost killed a whole family because of it, okay? Mm. So I had to give up drinking. I know it's bad. And
it's a lot more dangerous.
Exactly. But, you know, these people who are trying to put, I mean, look at how many people's in jail because of it.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
They let
rapists out and child pedophiles out of jail, and you got more people in jail for smoking marijuana.
It's a tremendous amount of people, and it's not just marijuana. I know you kind of, you know, you poked at the cocaine users earlier. They don't deserve to be in jail either. I understand what the point was that you were making, but it's, again, whether you have a plant or a chemical, it's your body. You should be able to do what you want with
totally
it.
Totally agree with that.
You haven't harmed anybody else.
I'm not trying to put any particular person down. I was just saying it's a man-made drug. You know, I was saying
it's almost harmless. I mean, marijuana is so benign. It's, you know, comparing it to alcohol, comparing it to some other legal drugs, it is so much more safe. And hey, while I've got you on the line here, you said you're 40 years old, so you're probably older than, you know, kind of your average cannabis consumer. It seems like more it's a younger thing. But you know, are you a shiftless loser? Because that's what all the critics are saying about cannabis users.
No, I tell you what, I run a business here in Charleston. I make over $350,000 a year myself.
I can't say
I'm not a loser. I get up and go to work. I work 6 days a week, 10 to 15 hours a day.
You just like to kick back with a little joint at the end of the day
or
whatever. Thank you so much, Leon, for the call.
Right.
I appreciate hearing from you because
all pot smokers are losers.
It's nonsense. Sure, there are some losers who smoke marijuana.
Right. Is it the chicken or the egg?
There are losers that drink alcohol. But most people I know are responsible individuals. They'll have a few beers. They'll have a joint. They're fine. They don't go overboard. They don't go crazy. It doesn't ruin their lives. They don't become alcoholics. They don't become addicts. And by the way, marijuana is not physically addictive. Studies have shown that marijuana, cannabis, is, if you have a psychological addiction problem, if you have the proclivity to become addicted to things, okay, you could get addicted to marijuana.
I suppose.
But it's not the worst thing to be addicted to.
You can get addicted to having a Snickers bar every day at 4 p.m.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the kind of addictive qualities we're talking about.
Being addicted.
I think more so because people like to feel good, and marijuana will make most people feel good. Some people just have terrible paranoia from it.
Well, you know, we're talking about addictions here. Mark, you are addicted. Or, you know, you're trying to beat an addiction. You were addicted to cigars, to the nicotine and the tobacco there.
Now, there's something that's addictive.
But addiction isn't something that should result in you being put in a jail cell. Putting you in a jail cell because you've got an addiction to nicotine isn't going to help you. It's not something, unless you're
not going to help anyone except the police union, honestly.
Right. And so, you know, the whole idea that there's some sort of benefit to, well, you know, these are addicts. They need to be treated in a certain way, and we need to force them into it. Well, no, wait a minute. It's a personal struggle. If you're an addict, it's a personal, issue for you. It's a challenge for you to overcome. And unless you're ready to overcome it on your own, as you were, Mark, you made the choice to decide to stop smoking cigars.
I suppose. I mean, it was really because of Obama's taxes.
You made the choice. You can justify it and rationalize it however you want. But you made that choice. And so you are ready to do it. It's not easy. It's not a walk in the park. And that's my understanding of it.
Chantix. It works.
Chantix?
Yeah, that was called. You
need to get in touch with them.
I actually did call them, and they don't do any kind of advertising.
It's a shame.
So, because their product works.
Yeah, right.
Need to.
Now wait a minute. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't advertise it. Come on now.
Understood. They probably don't have a lot of competition.
The Totosac works.
It's just about a monopoly that the drug companies have. So,
So what I'm saying is that addictions, whatever it is you're addicted to, whether you're addicted to video games, whether you're addicted to watching television, whether you're addicted to nicotine, whether you're addicted to alcohol, cannabis, it's your personal issue, and you need to deal with it on your own terms when the time is right for you. Being pulled over on the side of the road, having all this stuff thrown out of your car as you're just tossed up by these police officers, and then having your life ruined by them arresting you, throwing you in a cage, taking you away from your family, possibly resulting in you getting fired. How is that going to help somebody break their addiction? Can someone explain that to me? 800-259-9231. Seems to me like if you get arrested for something like that and all of those things happen to you, it makes your life kind of crappier. You know, you're out of money because they've charged you hundreds of dollars for court fees and things like that. You're out of your time, possibly out of your job. Who knows what other consequences will come from something like that. Whereas before, you just had a problem with nicotine or a problem with alcohol. I mean, again, I'm inserting any drug here because it's possibly addicted to those things. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. If you want to win the Totosac, you need this number. It's 603-435-1105. It's going to make it so easy for you to carry in the groceries from the car, you'll wonder why you didn't have one before. Totosac.com. Call in at 603-435-1105. I'm going to give it to the third caller, 603-435-1105. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We got a lot to talk about here. Your calls are the primary element. We've been discussing cannabis, drug legalization, decriminalization, that sort of thing here tonight. Been some amazing things happening up here in Keene, New Hampshire. You can get some of the video footage. You can see some of the news coverage of the daily and growing 420 cannabis celebrations that have been going on here. It's starting to break into national news with the Associated Press picking up the story today. It's been front page news down here in Keene every day for the past 2 days. Tomorrow there's going to be another front page story in the Sunday paper, so hopefully, again, the AP will continue to pick this stuff up. But we've kind of shifted off from that to talk about the drug war in general, cannabis, addictions, and we're going to continue here with your phone calls. Well, we go to the ladies first. Talk to Devin, listening to WSEFM in South Carolina.
Doing?
Devin, what's on your mind?
Actually, I just wanted to talk about the benefits of marijuana.
Sure.
And I was watching this special on TV about 4 or 5 months ago, and it was on cannabis, and Lisa Ling was the host, and they were talking about the benefits. And somewhere over in Europe, I'm not exactly sure where, they have a lot of funding for scientists to study marijuana, and we don't actually have as much funding as they do over here. As we do over here, they do there. And they found that it helps diabetes. Of course, it helps, you know, chemo patients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand, you know, why if it helps such things like this, you know, people are suffering from, you know, cancer, why can't we legalize it and help these people?
Yeah, not just cancer. You've got to look at, in fact, the oil from hemp is exceptionally good for you. Mm-hmm. You can eat it. Hemp is a great manufacturing product for making paper. We use a lot of paper in the United States, and
yeah.
A lot of people are worried about how much deforestation is going on. I don't know that it's as big of a problem as people make it out to. However, it's a lot better for the environment to cut down weeds like New Hampshire, marijuana, than it is to cut down trees for paper.
Right, because you can plant a new one; it'll grow right quick as compared to a tree.
Right, grows a lot faster. Makes a lot better paper.
So what else did you want to share?
It's a great stress reliever.
There you go. I agree with that. Thank you, Devin. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's also talk to Pat, listening to WFLA in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Pat.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you talking about addictions, and I heard somebody talking about that. It starts with a C, and you take it to stop smoking. I tried it. It wouldn't work. But
Chantix? Really? Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep at night, so I quit using it.
Okay.
But anyway, I went to a person for laser treatment to stop smoking. I stopped smoking without a single craving for a cigarette in about 30 minutes.
I've heard that too. I've heard good things about it, absolutely. My girlfriend got the shot, too. There was a shot down in Florida a couple of years ago. My girlfriend at the time got that, and that was really useful. So there really are some solutions out there. But the one thing that they'll tell you when you go to these places is they can give you the laser treatment or the shot or whatever, but you have to be ready for it. Nobody
exactly.
can twist your arm into this. It's not a panacea. It's not like a magical thing where you're going to be able to go down, get this laser shot or whatever it is, and never have a craving again or not have to go through any difficult times. It wasn't a walk in the park, was it?
It was for me.
Really?
Because I was ready. I'm telling you, it was the easiest thing I'd ever done. I could not believe it. I got back in my car after that first session and nearly gagged from the smell of cigarettes, whereas when I drove down to the office, I never even noticed it.
Yeah.
And from then on, and it's been over a year.
Congratulations. I'm really glad that it worked for you. I walked into one of those laser places and considered doing it, but I didn't go back because, at the time, one cigar a day didn't seem like enough to quit for me, so I wasn't ready.
If I could still smoke and limit it to like two or three a day, sure, I'd do it, but I was smoking 2.5 packs a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody smokes three cigarettes a day. It's very rare for somebody to just smoke three cigarettes a day.
What does a pack of cigarettes cost in Florida these days?
$7.
Well, I don't know because I don't smoke anymore.
Why not? But a year ago. What was it?
A year ago, it was over $4. I bought a pack for my niece recently, and I believe it was over $6.
Yeah, I'm sure it's six
taxes,
or seven.
And everything. Yeah.
Right. Well, even if it's at $4, if you're smoking 2.5 packs a day, that's $10 a day. You just saved yourself $3,600 a year.
Absolutely. And the cost of the laser was $369, which I was paying more than that.
You
a
bet.
Month for cigarettes. So,
absolutely.
I mean,
so it paid for itself.
It did. It really did, and it was just wonderful.
Pat, thanks for the story. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for taking the time to call in at Free Talk Live tonight. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Kurt in Michigan on the AMP line. Been waiting patiently. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm actually calling you from Las Vegas tonight.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I want to proudly proclaim that I smoke pot, and I am not a criminal.
Wait a minute. Wait, but you are a shiftless loser, right?
No, not at all. I work, and I've got two, sometimes three jobs if I really, really want to do it, you know. I mean, if I want to put the time in.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's just, do you know? I mean, there are certainly shiftless losers who smoke marijuana, but how many of them do you know? Most of the people I know are very responsible folks.
I think they're not mutually exclusive, you know. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be a loser to smoke pot. You don't have to be a pot smoker to be a loser.
Darn right. So what else do you want to share with us tonight?
Well, you know, I'm in Vegas, and I brought all my select few of my Liberty T-shirts, and I've been getting some great feedback on them. I've got one that says "Legalize Freedom." I must have had at least 24 comments on, all the way from, you know, teenage men, all the way up to people in their 70s, all the way to pit bosses were telling me that's a great T-shirt. And of course, I was giving them free web addresses that they needed to check out.
Sure.
Free Talk Live, Liberty Conspiracy,
excellent.
And Free State Project.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you are a Free State Project participant. You're making the move. When's your plan?
Well, it's all about convincing my wife.
I mean, oh, boy.
Listening to the first part of the show, I mean, I was getting goosebumps.
Oh, man, you should have been there.
I mean, I've got to be there. I've got to be there. Now, my wife is starting to see it because there was a story this morning about a babysitter in Michigan who was going to get fined $1,000 or get thrown in jail because she was watching her neighbor's kids.
Without a license.
What?
Well, how dare she?
Wait,
how
what?
How dare she?
In Michigan, yeah. You have to have a babysitter's license?
I guess they're calling it a daycare.
Oh, my gosh.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, there's nothing that they won't regulate. There's nothing that they won't get their nasty little fingers into because it's like we were saying earlier, we only touched on it, but they take a step. Everybody says, well, okay, you know, it's the government. They can tell us what to do, so we'll just follow along. And then they take another step toward tyranny, toward total control, toward them owning your life even more than they currently do. And everybody just kind of bends over and bows down for it. And I understand why. They're scary. They'll possibly hurt you, steal you from your family. But eventually, they're going to come around to you anyway. It's like Pastor Martin Niemöller said back in the World War II times. First, they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist. So I didn't stand up. And then they came for me, but there was nobody left at that point to stand up for me. Yep. So, you know, even if you don't partake, for instance, in cannabis, or if you aren't necessarily, you don't have a horse in this particular race, you should still support people who are actually making a stand for freedom instead of just standing to the side and laughing or and calling them names, because these are your friends and family. These are your coworkers. These are people that you know, whether you know them or not, whether they smoke cannabis or not, they certainly do. And so it would be helpful for them to have people getting behind them so we can actually have some change in this country sometime.
Absolutely. And one other thing is, I quit smoking because I was going to be damned if I was going to pay $1.25 for a pack of cigarettes. That was 25 years ago.
Jeez. And now in New York City, it's like $7-$8 a pack, right?
Absolutely.
It's even more than
absolutely.
That now.
Thanks, Kurt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and we'll see you in New Hampshire when you get up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will talk to, I believe we have Dale in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
What a great program.
Thanks, Dale. What's on your mind?
I listen to you guys every Saturday.
Glad you're there.
Yes, coming from the Judeo-Christian Bible, the King James Version, I just wanted to make a small comment. It says, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Again, I love sound. I DJ, and I do graphic designs, and I design and build speaker cabinets, you know, and when that... when I get on some good herb, you know, just get me all into
it. You get into it. People do. Thank you, Dale, for the call. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live. You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. That's worthwhile, right? $3 a month? Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only podcast, chat room, forum, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, I used to listen to audiobooks on cassettes when I'd drive down the road. I wanted to listen to something different than the radio sometimes if I was on a long trip. You'll move in and out of radio stations. It's better to keep continuity as far as I'm concerned.
I love surfing stations.
Yes, you do. I know what it's like to ride in a car with you. And it's, yeah. Anyway, let me go
audiobooks.
On with this.
But audiobooks are great. I do like those. And I've actually created one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Go ahead.
However, many of those books that are on the cassettes were abridged because it was just too much darn time.
A lot of damn cassettes.
Yeah, to put a full book on there. Well, now with the intrawebs, it's a heck of a lot easier to get an entire unabridged audiobook, and you can get one for free. Free Talk Live listeners can have a free one if you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and you can get a free book. It's pretty great.
You know, before we continue with the calls here, I just want to comment a little further on what Dale was saying right at the end of the last segment. He called in saying he designed speaker cabinets, and he likes to get high while he's working. And in many cases, you know, if you're not operating heavy equipment or something like that, there are a lot of positions, a lot of jobs that the people that are engaging in those activities – they swear by marijuana, you know, herbal inspiration, if you will. Look at a lot of the popular music that has been put out over time. The Beatles, for instance, were well known for their drug use. And there have been all kinds of musical artists and actors and people that are in the entertainment industry, of course, who are kind of well known for producing product that a lot of people like. And many musicians will get high and get stoned on stage. They can still play their guitars, you know, that sort of thing. So I think that's kind of what Dale was touching on there, that he feels like he gets a little bit of inspiration from it, and that he feels like it helps him in his job.
Many artists have claimed that marijuana was good for them, and you know, it seems to be a creative substance.
We will continue here taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Ben is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to know, how long are we going to let these people deny us our constitutional rights? It's been since 1937. Should we continue on this path of waiting around one state at a time, or should we be a little more forceful, get this into the national debate?
They don't want to talk about it at the national level.
Barack Obama says it's just fine with him to throw people in jail for marijuana. But
there's a point that I'd like to make on that, Mark. Now, Barack Obama, when he first went into office, they had this little website where they invited people to come to, and they said, ask your questions for the president. He'll answer whatever the number one question is. And so people came in there with their questions, and guess what the number one question was? It was about marijuana. It was a question about decriminalization or legalization of marijuana, and Barack Obama came out and made it very clear that he absolutely doesn't support any sort of change to the marijuana laws whatsoever. In fact, he claimed that his administration was going to leave the states alone where they had the medical marijuana laws passed, but that hasn't stopped the DEA from raiding them. So it's just, you know, it's business as usual in Washington, D.C., and it wouldn't matter if people...
I'd like to speak on that if I could. Do you mind?
By all means.
Thank you. Now, back on the path I'm talking about, how long are we as a people? Barack Obama is a president. He's just one guy.
Yep.
It is the American people, it is the pot smokers of America, that it is their responsibility to bring forth that, not George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Ford. So now, 2 points, police relations and how marijuana affects that, and discriminating against pot smokers in terms of employment. Okay, we'll talk about the employment thing. It should be a proven fact that a person cannot do this particular job under the influence of marijuana. As far as police relations, there are a lot of people who really hate police, and they really don't know why, except for the fact that they know that if they happen to get pulled over and they have a smell of marijuana in their car,
mm-hmm.
or they have a joint smoking, then their livelihood, their family, their freedom is interrupted.
Absolutely.
The point is that we should be more forceful. Barack Obama has nothing to do with this. We should be more forceful. We bring this to the people that we hire to represent us.
That's where you've gone wrong.
I disagree. It's the people that somebody hired to represent them back in the age, decades ago that stepped in the way of people's rights in the first place.
In 1937, when it happened. But what I'm saying is that this has nothing to do with, this is not Barack Obama's fault that marijuana is not illegal. So
she sure so isn't helping.
Now wait a minute. What he said was, point of information. What he said was that he doesn't support any change to the status quo. So even if you were to go, to your representative,
bill, if we had the guts and the balls to force our Congress,
you can't force them. Let me just bring you back to reality here for a moment. First of all, they don't represent you.
I am on a real
opinion. No, they don't represent you. Do they? Do they really represent you?
Okay, you're on another subject.
Don't call them. This isn't another subject,
Ben. Now you want to bring Barack Obama.
Slow down. I don't care about Barack Obama. He's the same as George Bush to me. He's the same as George Bush. Hold on a second. What I'm saying here is you just said, well, we just need to go to the representatives and show them how serious we are.
We haven't done that. We haven't done that.
What do you want to do? Go ahead and give me a proposal.
My proposal?
Yeah.
My proposal is pretty much what you mentioned earlier that's actually happened. This has to be brought onto a national front. Just a president mentioned one time, that's not it.
Ben, it's on you, man. You take the lead. Will you take the lead? Ben, will you take the lead down there for Tampa, put it together and make it happen?
Yeah, you'll get the financing.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no financing. You just invite people. Wait, wait, wait. Ben, there's no financing here. Dude, calm down for a moment. There's no financing. It's just people showing up with bud and smoking in a public park. They've already got the marijuana. They've got the lighters.
I'd be for that.
All right, so put it together and call us back when it's happening and tell us about it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
But anyway, that's
you won't do that? Well, how do you expect it to happen?
Well, because the reason why I said I won't do that is because you're just being a little facetious.
What are you talking about?
We're doing it here, Ben.
It's happening every day here at 4:20 in the afternoon, every single day.
In California, I was one of the 400,000 signatures. It probably was a lot more. They probably had 400,000 before I signed.
So you're willing to sign a petition?
1996,
yeah.
To bring the referendum forward.
Okay.
That has to happen. It doesn't. I mean, that's fine.
Oh.
People can get into a park and smoke pot, and that's great. That's
well. Then you let us know how it goes. All right.
That.
Tell you what, Ben. You go ahead and get started with the referendum process down in Florida.
We need to get to a politician that's going to give us our constitutional rights.
Good luck with that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
I hate to sound combative. I don't want to, but I almost feel like it's the politicians that got us here, and I don't know if the politicians are going to lead us out.
Just throw them all out, Mark. Just throw them all out.
Well,
just
I do want to throw them all out. I mean, I understand where the guy's coming from.
How many times have you heard people say, we need to throw the bums out. Get them out of there. We got another election coming up here in a year or two, and we're going to just throw what?
They did throw the bums out in 2006.
Mm.
I mean, in 2008. The Republicans are gone. The Democrats are in. It's the same crap as we had before.
Sorry.
I don't know what it is that we're going to do in 2010 because there's no more bums to throw out. I mean, you got the Republicans have been thrown out. The Democrats should get thrown out. Who are you going to put in their place?
How about a referendum, Mark? We should have a referendum. Because down in Florida, I used to live there. You and I both we grew up there. You can put something on the ballot that will actually modify the Florida Constitution. That's
the dumbest setup I've ever heard of.
That's the only way to go about it.
A majority of the voters decide what the Constitution says.
Okay,
you can't even do that with the United States Constitution.
So what Ben is proposing is to go through that process down there. And there are similar processes in other states. So go ahead and find out what that's like, Ben. Have you ever done it before? Have you ever actually...
Don't talk to him if he's not here.
I know, but I'm talking to him and anybody else that thinks this is a feasible way to go about doing things. Have you ever found out how difficult that is? Have you ever found out how many millions of or how many hundreds of thousands of signatures you'll need down there in Florida to make something like that happen? Yeah, you want to talk about funding? You're going to need funding for that because you're going to have to pay paid petitioners to go and stand outside of Publix or some other grocery store and ask people for petition signatures, go to the flea markets and stand around asking for people for their signatures. This is something you're going to have to pay for. I can't afford that.
It seems a lot cheaper just to get people to go out in the town square of every town in America and smoke pot.
But you have to be willing to risk something. Are you?
Well, getting involved in the political process is risking something.
That's true.
They could very well come and reassess your property taxes and raise them several thousand dollars.
They could make your
life miserable being involved in the political process.
More is on the way here. You're going to have to be able to take a risk if you ever want to get a reward. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-